It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Atlanta's role in the civil rights movement is well known and well documented in print, on film and tape, and in photographs and letters. Historian Karshik Sims Alvarado has edited many of those photographs into a new book, Atlanta and the Civil Rights Movement from 1944 to 1968. We asked her to describe one photo that she thinks captures the movement.
Hi, my name is Karshik Sims Alvarado. Well, this book is a pictorial history. I call it a portable exhibition. I thought about putting together a book that allows people to be able to have the access to museums, but in a book form. And here we began to see all throughout the book faces of people that we would normally see or even mention when we start talking about the civil rights movement. One photograph that was really intentional in regards to his placement within the book is the very first photograph that you see in the opening chapter. I opened the book with an image of the 1944 voter registration campaign organized by African Americans in the city. In this black and white image, you see a woman front and center, and she is being sworn in as a registered voter, followed by thousands of blacks who packed the Fulton County Courthouse and lined the city streets over a course of 3 days to register and prepare themselves to vote in the upcoming white primary election on July 4th, Independence Day, 1944. The 5,000 black voters compared to 6,000 white voters were hoping to test the Smith decision where the U.S. Supreme Court ordered that it was unconstitutional to prevent anyone from voting in any election. Also within this image, unfortunately, blacks in the city were denied the opportunity to vote because their names were not listed on the voting rolls. And this sounds all too familiar to African Americans even today. The following election and every election afterwards, African American voters in Atlanta grew and they were able to determine and influence the election of local, state, and even presidential elections moving forward because they recognize their organization and voting strength. And that's what this photograph actually shows. This is why the image is so important to this book, because it documents the beginning of the modern civil rights movement in Atlanta 20 years prior to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And it highlights what makes African Americans in Atlanta so exceptional in their quest for civil rights. There are a lot of lessons that we can learn in looking at this book. We're at a tough place in this country. I would consider to be at a crossroad of which direction we want to move in. And I think in this book, it is a blueprint, and that it shows you how we can become empowered, how we can organize ourselves. And with this particular group of individuals that's highlighted, you see them use what little resources they have available to them in order to become empowered. There's so many social movements that are going on right now, and we're all trying to get to a certain place where we can live cohesively. This book leads us in the right direction. There are a lot of things that we can pull from, that we can borrow or even mirror.
You just heard Karshik Sims Alvarado describing a photo from her new book, Atlanta and the Civil Rights Movement from 1944 to 1968. She'll appear at a signing tomorrow at 11 at the Atlanta History Center.